Hello, 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 everyone. You're now tuned into Unorthodox Real Podcast Season 2. Thank you guys so much for supporting Season 1. You guys, it means so much to me that you care and listen to what I put out into the world. So today we're starting Season 2 with the owners of Zurique Teas and Candles. And the owners Ogechi and Anne are here with us today, and we're gonna get into it. So please introduce yourselves.
Okay. Hey, you guys, my name is Ogechi, co-owner of Zurique Tea and Candle. I'm so excited to be on the season premiere of Unorthodox Real. Big, big fan. I love Relicious so much, and I'm just so excited to be with y'all.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm Anne, co-owner of Zurique Tea and Candles, and I'm just happy to be here with my girl Relicious talking to you guys. I love this podcast, so let's get it.
Yes, thank you guys so much. So if you're new here, we usually always start with like lighthearted questions, and then we get into the meat of the podcast. So first, I want to ask, what is one thing you would put on your bucket list right now?
So on my bucket list, I would definitely put going to the Grand Canyon. That is a recent addition to my bucket list. I don't know where it came from. Maybe TikTok, I'm not sure, but like I have this like obsession with going to the Grand Canyon. Like I'm going to do it soon and very soon.
Yes.
My bucket list, I feel like, is always changing. But right now, like besides places I want to travel to, I really want to skydive. Like I know it's so cliche, but I actually do want to go skydiving, and specifically in Dubai over the Palm. That's where I want to go skydiving.
Okay. Yes. So what is your lifelong dream?
Ooh. Huh. I'll go. Mm-hmm. My lifelong dream is to obviously like complete this next phase of my life and graduate and be successful and self-sufficient, start a family. I don't know, nothing super deep, but like I just really want to reach a place in my life where I feel like I made it. And there's certain things that like I have planned, you know, like my 10-year plan and 20-year plan. There's certain things that like I have envisioned for myself. So my dream is just to be able to have those things come to fruition.
I would say for me, my lifelong dream is to leave a legacy of some sort. I'm not sure what. I just want to be able to make some kind of change or leave some kind of mark. And then when it is time for me to leave this earth, I can look back and be like, that's me. That was me. You know, whether it's, you know, in my family, in my community, what have you. I wanted to be like, Ogechi did that. I want to be a change in this world.
Yes. Love that. Love that. Okay. Another question is, what new technology will transform the future, do you think?
iPads.
That's not new technology.
Oh, that's making new. I love iPads. I just got one a few months ago and I'm obsessed.
These robots, these like all this AI stuff, and like you've seen like restaurants having robot servers,
and the Postmates robots.
Yeah, the Postmates robots, the freaking police robot dogs, self-driving cars, all these robot artificial intelligence stuff. I think that's what's going to change the future. Personally, I'm scared of them. Like if I run up on a robot dog in the street, I might kick it, but I can see this like changing our world in the next maybe 15 years.
Not even 15. I feel like robots could be tomorrow if they really want to put them out there like that. They're already
They're here, but they haven't really integrated yet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm people are like afraid of robots. I'm a little excited for them in certain aspects. Like being in the health field, think about what robots could do for health. Like,
oh, yeah.
Look at the pandemic and like imagine having robots being able to do contact tracing, like, or robots being able to do telemedicine or telehealth, you know, like the access that it can provide for so many communities around the world. Like, I'm hyped.
I feel that. So, since it's both of y'all, I want to start the podcast, basically. So, what makes you guys unorthodox? You guys are on.
I'm a fan.
I almost forgot.
I think what makes us unorthodox is the fact that we have busy lives. We have different schedules. Like, I used to live in DC. I went to Howard for undergrad, HU, had to say it. and came back home to Michigan in the midst of the pandemic. But we still had our busy lives, had our busy schedules, and were able to bring the things that we love together to share with not only our friends and family, but the rest of our community. So I think that's so different because everybody likes a candle here and there. Everybody drinks tea, but we love to share with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what she said.
so please tell
that. Well, I was gonna say, I also think that, like, you know, when you know us from, like, oh, that she's pre-med and Anne's a chem major, and it's like so different from the regular things that we're used to doing, or even at school and the different organizations we're a part of at school. So we've had a lot of people ask us, like, why tea and candles? Like, that's so random. Or how did you guys come up with this? And it's like, we were bringing together things that we love during a time where, like, self-care is so important right now. So we wanted to be able to share that with everyone.
So please tell the people, because you guys didn't really tell them when you guys introduced yourself. Like, so where'd you guys go to school? What'd you major in? And all that stuff.
Okay, so yes, I went to the illustrious Howard University. I graduated spring of 2019 and received my bachelor's in sports medicine, and I minored in chemistry. And then I went to Georgetown University for graduate school, where I received my master's in biomedical science, policy, and advocacy. So basically some of what that is just the policy behind major science decisions and anything health or science related, like what's the work behind all that.
All right. I went to Wayne State University in Detroit. And I just graduated in May with a bachelor's in chemistry. And yeah.
Thank y'all. So since you guys already talked about your business, I guess we can ask more questions about the business. So please give us more of a detailed reason of, like, why you guys started. When did you guys come up with the idea? Yes, you guys said kind of like why tea and candles, but like, why certain types of teas and certain types of candles that you guys have, because you guys don't have like the regular tea bag teas. You guys have loose leaf. So tell the people a little bit more about that.
I can answer that. So when we started, we actually don't remember. It feels like it's been 3 years, this whole pandemic. But I want to say it was sometime in June or July when the idea came up and we started doing research. And so why we chose the specific items we sell, we started doing soy wax candles because it's just a natural alternative to like paraffin petroleum wax, which most regular candles are made out of. And it's just, it's a cleaner burn. A lot of people are starting to make their candles out of that as well. And for the teas, we chose loose leaf because we love loose leaf teas. But also, and we did make a post about this on our Instagram, so you can look more into that. It's just better for you and better for the environment, because a lot of companies that sell tea bags, the tea bags, sometimes they can be biodegradable, but they do have the little plastics, like microplastics. So when you put that in hot water, like, you know, brewing tea, these microplastics can melt and you're ingesting that. Or, you know, if you throw it away, it might end up in the ocean. So just little things like that, trying to just reduce usage of microplastics and those kinds of wastes.
Yes, we love our sustainable queens because y'all seeing what climate change is doing. So that's so good that you guys are doing that. So the meaning of the business, the name, for all the non-evil speaking people, please let them know what it means.
Okay, let's break it down. So Zurique, when you see it, don't be afraid. You can pronounce it. That's what I want to say. A lot of people have been like, I love this thing. I don't know how to say it. Just try. It's not as hard as it looks. So Zurique, it means rest in Igbo. So Ananara, Igbo, or Igbo girls, Imo State, Nigeria,
Igbo Kwanu.
Igbo Kwanu, right. Hey, don't let my father hear this. I'm from River State. Before he comes and gets my life. I'm from Rivers and Imo State.
Yes. So yes, it means rest or relax in Igbo. And growing up, like running around as kids outside, like our relatives would be like, Zurique, like rest, like relax. Mm-hmm. You know? And I always just brought that over because when we envision relaxing, we envision like chilling, drinking tea, watching some Netflix, your favorite candle in the bath, or taking a nice bath or shower with some candles, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so funny because as Nigerians, I feel like a lot of people say Nigerians are always doing something. Yes. They never relax.
Here we are doing something while telling you to relax.
So much.
Have we relaxed?
So what's a typical work day like for y'all in the Zurique Labs?
In our office. My mom's basement.
We are all homegrown business
every day. Well, I'll give a little pre before we drop, like how that went, because that was some work. Picking out our teas and our candle scents was a big deal for us because this is our business, this is our baby, and we wouldn't want to put anything into Zurique or into the world that we wouldn't enjoy ourselves. So we hand selected each tea flavor based on what we like and what we feel like we like. I know for me personally, I always share tea. Like if someone comes to my apartment, I offer them tea and I try to make them what I feel like they would like. So I try to envision like my friends and the people I've encountered and like what they like, because I know it's not all about me and it's not all about Anne. And that's the same thing that goes for the candle scents too. So we chose everything out. We tested them, practiced in the candles, making sure everything was good. Our family was like the trial guys. Like, we would bring them, I would run up on my brother's, taste this, see feedback. And our beautiful Anne developed our beautiful website. So that was some work. And then coming up until the launch, just getting creative with social media posts. We love like creative, fun little posts. We have photo shoots with our friends. So we want to incorporate our friends and family and like our photo shoots and the feedback and everything. And then day in the life, once we had everything, all the products and everything in front of us, we make everything in small batches. We package the tea made to order. So once you tell us what you want, we package it specifically for you. We label your tea specifically for you and we get it all together and we wait to go to the post office.
Wow.
Yep. And I feel like she gave y'all the abridged version. There was so much more as far as like, you know, research and funding and applying for things and ordering things that came that didn't fit or didn't work and long nights on the phone with our supplier or on the computer with our supplier. So, I mean, it's been a journey, but we've learned a lot.
That's so good. So what's your favorite scent and tea flavor?
Love this question. Y'all have been asking this all week. My favorite scent, it changes because, like, I'm really specific with my, like, scents with my candles. Because if you come to my room, my headboard is filled with candles. But, like, I only like a certain type of candles. But after starting this business, the scents we picked are actually so good that, like, I'm going out of my norm. But I love the apple scent. I said this on live, like, that is just, especially for the fall right now, apple smells so good. And my favorite tea flavor changes every day. So today, it is butterfly pea lemongrass. On our website, it's called Blue Butterfly. Love it.
Okay, my favorite candle, if you know me, I have one favorite candle that I go so hard for. It doesn't matter if there's a sea of candles, I'm picking up one. And it's Teakwood. Teakwood is my go-to. It's been my go-to since Marshalls and TJ Maxx candle days. I love Teakwood, so that's my number one. But I'll give a back shout out to our Lavender and Sage because I will smell that one all day. Like, and the way it fills the room, beautiful. My favorite tea flavor for the day. Literally, it changes every day. There's 10 flavors. I love tea. It really depends on my mood. But for the day, I would say white lemonade, which is a white tea. And a lot of people that I know don't really know much about white tea. But I love it because it is so smooth. It goes so well with breakfast. Put some honey in there. Maybe a lemon. Like, it is so smooth. And I would never say that because I'm very, like, flavorful. I need the fruity. I need the citrus. But white candy is so calming.
Have you guys tried your teas iced yet? Like, which one do you think would be the best iced?
Butterfly. Really? I mean, I think all of them. On our website, we have steeping instructions for iced tea and cold brews for all of them. Mm-hmm. So all of them would be good iced. I personally am thinking lychee because it's going to give like a bubble tea flavor. Yeah, that or the pineapple passion.
I feel like sounds like it would be good.
But you can brew any of them as iced teas or cold brews.
Yes. I would recommend butterfly only because I'm a little biased. Because it is really cool. And we will show you guys on our page at ShopZVK.
Yes, make sure you guys follow them. I will leave the link in the show notes. So I have an interesting question. Who would you love to get their hands on your product? Like, who would you love to see, like a dream person you would love to see have your product in their house?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So we have... Okay, without spilling any tea, we do kind of have a list of like people we want to send stuff to as far as like to get PR and stuff on the internet. But so like obviously those people, but this is a good question.
You go first. Okay, the first one that came to my mind and it's a little story, but I would say Denise Pecan.
Oh, really?
I would love to see him with ZVK candles because I have loved him. Like, I've supported him since
the Tumblr days.
I had his first t-shirt, Breast Cancer Be Strong shirt.
Mm-hmm. I was on Tumblr,
this is the story, y'all. Like, we went out, and I actually told Demetrius the story because I met him a couple times. We're not friends or anything, but I have met him, and I told him the story. I was like, my cousin and I, like, we were obsessed with you, and we went to the freaking Walgreens to buy a prepaid Visa card. We were in middle school and my auntie was not giving us her card, so we went to buy a prepaid Visa card so we could order this thing online. And Ogechi wore the shirt, and she wore it out.
Like, I wore it out. I got the breast cancer socks to match my fit.
I said,
y'all will be strong today.
Oh, my God.
I was so proud of, like, the growth of him and his business and just everything he does. And I just feel like he just promotes so much positivity and self-care. And I would love to match a candle and some tea with that for him.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Thanks, y'all. I love them.
And you ain't got one?
I love them.
I don't know who this man is. No, okay. I can't even think. Like, I just feel like I have so many to, like, pick one.
Tabitha.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to say. So, you know how Tabitha Brown does the Very Good Mondays with Choice? Yeah. And she takes people's products from small businesses and, like, just kind of does a review and shouts them out. So she's been on my list for a while because we do want to send her our stuff. She's currently not taking any more products, but I'd be on her website. I'm waiting till one day reopen it back up. So I'll say her because she's on the tip of my tongue, but I have a long list. Like, not even just people, like, small businesses in Detroit that I would love to send things to. Like Detroit is a New Black and just...
Oh, yeah.
I got dreams, girl.
As you should. Yeah. I hope some of these people do get their hand on your products. And if anything, well, take a picture and post it. Because that's truly all it takes. That truly is all it takes.
Just a little shout out.
So I want to ask, what or who has influenced you the most so far in life?
As far as the business goes, we've really got drawn our inspiration from our moms, mm-hmm. and that's kind of who we've dedicated this to. They're the ones who've introduced us to the self-care lifestyle of drinking tea and using candles.
And just the whole mindset
of, I cannot come and get
myself.
Even though they work, they will rest.
Yes. I was going to say, they're very hardworking people. Like, some, like, you know, they just don't sit down. But when the day ends, you will find them with their cup of tea trying to just get a little minute in to themselves. And I think that we've really kind of picked up on that. And I'll also shout out my dad. I already mentioned him earlier, but that's my best friend. And just, like, his life story, I always say this, like, his life story has just really inspired me. And just hearing about, like, his come up and the things that he's been through, you know, since he was a kid and to where he is today, I think that really drives me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like just in general, our family really influences us and motivates us because this is a business household. You know, my parents have their own business. My brother, they just started their own sneaker business, MCC Sneakers.
A little plug.
And trying to get them on the pod, so they need to stop playing with me.
Boys. But this is a business.
We talk about business almost every day. We talk about what we're doing, what we're planning. We get feedback from each other every night. We pray with each other. We do our family devotion every night. So it just really helps us stay together, stay motivated. And then also, just our friends, our
closest, you know, like, really, y'all, like, y'all really do motivate and inspire me. Like, just seeing the things that your friends in your circle are doing, Relicious, Sabina, NECA, Ify, everybody, Jill, like, y'all are just out here being game changers in your various industries. And look, I always tell Relicious, like, I want to be you when I grow up.
Girl.
I love how we can just help each other. We send each other voice notes. Like, let me tell you guys what I'm going through.
Yeah, y'all. I smelled the candles before y'all, just so y'all know. I smelled them candles. I gave my feedback.
She did. She gave her feedback.
Literally.
Through the mask. Man, Corona's got to go. Well, I would also like to say, like, just having that support system is so priceless. Like, I remember when we would get you, were literally having a meltdown in the house. And then I sent something to the group chat thinking that y'all were going to back me up and be angry. And here y'all come with the support and the freaking words of encouragement. Like, it's not that bad, you guys. You can do this. You can do that. You can spin it this way. And I literally go to get you. I was like, where's the rage?
I'm like, no, y'all kept, y'all kept replying like y'all wanted us to be mad with y'all, but we're like,
y'all said no, we are here to encourage and uplift you.
And then the was like, well, if you need me to start finding another supplier, I can't.
Oh my god. I need y'all to help me find this
Sabina's like, okay, so do you need me to come over and actually help you? I'm like, girl, you have so much going on in your life. No.
Yeah, but I love y'all. Like, I don't know where we would be with this. We'll probably have terrible plans, terrible ideas.
I don't know where my sanity would be without y'all. Y'all yeah. really got me through my last year of undergrad.
So a great friendship, like a friend circle is so, so important. Just in
yes, we love y'all. We love y'all. So I want... So I know that y'all are busy people and y'all got some orders to get in. So guys, I have a giveaway for y'all. If you guys were on
sound effect, keep raising.
So if you guys know, they launched September 30th, right? Uh-huh. Zuri K launched and the candle sold out. The candles are all gone. So y'all can't even get y'all hands on a candle, but guess what? I got two candles for y'all. So I know some of y'all are like, dang, I couldn't get some candles. Now I gotta wait. Look no further. I got two for y'all, okay? So we're gonna be doing a candle giveaway, Zurike and Unorthodox Rail. So when you guys are listening to this, there will be an Instagram post on my Instagram, Unorthodox Rail.
And make sure you're at Trap Zurike. Make sure you're following both.
Make sure you guys are following both. And if you made it to the end of this podcast, you will know that you should comment your favorite fall candle scent. All you have to do is comment your favorite fall candle scent, and you'll be entered to win. The giveaway will end October 9th, Friday at 5 p.m., and I'll announce the winners after 5 p.m. on Friday. So make sure you guys are paying attention and you're listening. What did I say, do?
Comment your favorite fall candle scent.
Make sure you are following.
And make sure you're following.
Zurike and Unorthodox Rail. You like the post. You don't even got to do the extra stuff of putting it on your story. But if you like, put it on your story. It won't mean anything. It won't mean anything. Make sure you comment your favorite fall candle scent and you'll be entered to win. But though the candles are gone, you guys can go and shop the teas. Candles will be back soon. Make sure you guys go get the teas. And thank you guys so much.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm going to go ahead and plug our holiday collection that's going to be coming with Christmas stuff as well. So be on the lookout for that.
Be on the lookout. Thank you guys so much for coming on my podcast. Make sure you guys follow them on Shop Zurike. Please plug your individual Instagrams that they should follow.
Y'all can keep up with me at Only Ogechi, so Onlyogechi. There's no T in my name, so I like to put T in Ogechi. It's not there.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Love Amara XO. That's LoveAmaraXO. And you can also find the link to our pages from our business page as well.
Yes, so make sure you guys go follow the page. Make sure you guys enter the giveaway, and I'll catch you in the next episode of Unorthodox Rail. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.